You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Bethany Bump reports in Capital Confidential that New York is not changing its reading and math tests for students in grades 3 through 8 until 2019. State education leaders said the move will allow them to measure student growth over a three-year period before the tests are changed in 2019. Quote, I have always said that state assessments must be diagnostic, valid, and reliable, and they must provide timely and practical information to teachers, administrators, and parents, end quote, said Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa. Quote, maintaining the current testing for now will allow us to measure student development over time in these areas, end quote. Not everyone agreed. Quote, keeping the same tests is going to cause some real problems, at least in my area, said Regent Roger Tills, who represents Long Island. Quote, I don't think we'll have a handful of schools that will make the 95% test participation requirement unless there are significant changes to the test, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Glenn Bain in the New York Daily News reports that state Senate Republicans made Senator John Flanagan their leader again on November 14th, but still do not know whether he will be majority or minority leader. Control of the Senate is still up in the air because of two Long Island elections that are not completely finished. The Nassau County contest between GOP Senator Michael Venditto and Democrat John Brooks is still too close to call, with a recount to come, and Republican Carl Marcolino leads Democrat James Gaugrin by 2,500 votes, with many absentee ballots to be counted. Brooklyn Democratic Senator Simcha Felder has not decided whether he will side with Democrats of the 7-member Independent Democratic Conference that votes with Republicans. Quote, I'd be delighted to caucus with the Democrats. I'd be delighted to stay with the Republicans, Felder said. Quote, it makes no difference to me. At the end of the day, it's where I can get the best deal. It's not about money. This is about legislation. This is about issues, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. Bill Williams at 98.5 FM The Cat reports that local officials hope to open all lanes of the Route 66 bridge over the Claverack Creek by November 16th. Rain on November 15th may delay painting the lines on the road, but the road closed since March should be reopened by the end of the week. Read the full story at the Cat website. John W. Berry reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers headline the Mountain Jam Music Festival at Hunter Mountain in the Catskills next summer. The festival, moved from the first weekend in June to June 16th through 18th, will also feature the Steve Miller Band, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Peter Frampton, the infamous String Dusters, and many others. See the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.